And you're back with Big Issues on Blast 106. We are still here with Stephen Agnew, recently elected leader of the Northern Ireland Green Party. And we've had a record number of texts in for the Big Issues, so we'll get to some of those in a moment. First, I think it's just interesting to know how the Green Party operates in the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. And without going into the specifics, because we know they're a bit confusing, do you think that it was a good idea for the Greens to go into coalition with Fianna Fáil? And do you think it's worked out for you?
Well, it depends what you mean by a good idea. When the discussions were taking place, when we were having a vote within the party, there was a certain understanding that if we went into coalition with Fianna Fáil, that we would suffer electorally. So we had to ask ourselves a question, were the gains that we could get in terms of policy implementation worth potential loss of electoral support and I suppose loss of the image of the Green Party as being a kind of almost, you know, a pure sort of clean party. I certainly felt, and the party obviously took the decision, that the gains that we could get in government in terms of policy implementation were worth it. And I still stand over that, and many people are surprised by that because, you know, the level of backlash there's been. But, you know, you have to take into account the fact that we are in government at a time when just about every government in the Western world is unpopular for things that we can't be held accountable for. But if you look at what we've done in the departments we've held, where we've had the most say, you know, for example, we are pushing in Northern Ireland for an insulation scheme. In the Republic of Ireland, we've been able to implement an insulation scheme. I think to date, 50,000 people's houses have been insulated, and that's created 4,000 jobs approximately. So, you know, that now it's just one example. You know, another example, which is maybe a bit more long term in terms of its impact, but one of the big problems that caused the bubble to burst in the south was the unregulated planning system, which just allowed, you know, just that all development was good development sort of policy, and we now are left with these ghost estates. John Gormley's managed to reform the planning system in the time we spent in government to hopefully ensure that that'll never happen again.
And just on that note, there is a comment from Seamus in East Belfast. Seamus, perhaps a little angrily, wants to know how can the people of Northern Ireland trust the Green Party when they've acted so poorly in the Republic?
Well, as I say, I we were in a coalition, and I think it is important that, unlike in Northern Ireland, that a coalition government should take collective responsibility, and we've done that in the South. But that said, you know, we were a junior partner in a coalition with Fianna Fáil, which was a difficult position for us as a party, because for so many years we've kind of campaigned against Fianna Fáil policies. But the things we've implemented really will make a difference to people's lives, and all going well, before we come out of this government, we're hopefully going to get a climate change bill in. And again, this is another, it's a long term measure. The people won't see the immediate benefits of it, and the Green Party may never be thanked for, but if we get it implemented, it really does set the Republic of Ireland on the right track in terms of carbon mitigation and adaption.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's obvious that the party in the Republic of Ireland have introduced a lot of very positive measures. I think there was a level of backlash over the bailout scheme proposed by Europe. And I think in particular there was a lot of anger at the lowering of the minimum wage, which was supported by the Green Party TDs. I mean, do you think that kind of thing, whilst to an extent your hand was forced, can be a very negative PR thing for the party?
Absolutely. You know, when, as I say, if you take collective responsibility, which the Green Party has when it's in government, you know, you have to take the good with the bad, and you have to take the criticism that come along. But, you know, that's something a lot of people have said. Well, you know, surely, you know, you're a party of social justice. How can you see the minimum wage decrease? And I find that very difficult to defend myself. But then, you know, then you have to look at, well, what have we done? John Gormley, in times of the worst economic circumstances that the Republic of Ireland have seen, certainly in my lifetime, has ring-fenced spending on homelessness and protected the most vulnerable in society. You know, so where we have had the strongest influence, you know, in the departments we've held, again, we are doing the things that we've always been committed to.
That's a very comprehensive answer, I think.